Oh man, it's been a long day. You ready to call it a night? What is it? Oh, I miss you too. Don't worry. I'll call you again tomorrow, just like I always do. You're gonna what? Come kidnap me someday. Don't say stuff like that. You live on the other side of the country. That drive would be killer. Not only that, I have a job here. I can't just quit my work and move, you know that. And neither can you. That's why we're doing this long distance. I know. I really want to see you someday too. It'd be nice to get to hang out in person. Maybe next month I can plan a trip to fly to you. Sure. I mean, you can always fly out to see me too if that's what you want. Alright. We should really get to bed. It's like 2 a.m. And we've both got work tomorrow. Okay. Will you stop teasing me? Yeah. Alright. I'll talk to you in the morning. Okay. Have a good night. Oh, man. What the hell am I doing? I've never been good at this long-distance relationship stuff. And why do they always have to tease me like that? I mentioned one time that I'm into shibari, and they won't shut up about kidnapping and... I don't know. They know what that does to me. Why did I have to open my big mouth? I mean, that's not something I really want, is it? No, of course not. Nobody wants to be kidnapped and taken across country. That's so stupid. Oh, I'm an idiot. I should stop thinking about it. I know they never really do that. And they're just saying it to mess with me. But... I've never met them in person. I don't even know if the photos they've sent me is what they really look like. No, of course it is. We've had a couple video chats, so I know it's them. And they look really good, too. I can't believe I ended up with someone like that. I mean, why in the hell would they want me? It's not like I'm attractive or anything. I mean, yeah, sure. I used to be big on TikTok. And YouTube and whatnot. But that was years ago. I'm not the same immature teenager that I once was. I'm a lot different now. I just hope that they like me for me. And not for my popularity. Not that it matters anyway. It's not like I'm ever gonna get to see them. Or hold them or touch them. Or even feel the warmth of their lips against mine. Damn it. Why the hell did I agree to date them? I hate this. I'm someone that constantly needs physical contact. I like cuddling. And feeling wanted. And being kissed. But the way they make me feel. Anytime we talked on the phone, I just couldn't deny it. And now that we've actually been dating for 3 months, My desire to be with them just keeps growing. I mean, sure, they've gotten a little overbearing at times, and can be a little pushy. But isn't that everyone? They just want me to come see them. But I can't. I have so much going on. Damn it, damn it. Why do I feel like this? I can't stop fantasizing about them just showing up at my door. I've even been dreaming about it. I've even woken up to them on top of me, trying to cuff me, telling me that I belong to them, and that they're gonna take me home. I mean, it's not like I would fight them. I do care about them a lot. What's wrong with me? Am I that desperate for attention? I'd willingly invite them to just come take me away? All the way across the country? With me not having any say? And why does that excite me so much just thinking about it? Man, I really do need some help. I never should have mentioned to them that I was into that kinky stuff. All it's doing is digging me into a deeper hole. Ever since I told them that, they've been trying to be a lot more controlling and bossing me around. I think it's just because they know I won't say no. But is that really fair to me? But still, I can't help but think about it. Them holding me down. In the middle of the night. Me still groggy from work, not knowing what's going on. Trying to figure out how they got into my house. Or how they even knew where I lived. Well, I guess I gave them my address to send me packages. And they did send me a nice letter. So it's not like they don't know where I live. I need to stop. Thinking about this is just too much for me. And thinking about their voice on the phone tonight. When they told me that I was all theirs, it was so firm and direct. No, I can't let this get to me. Long-distance relationships never last. We wouldn't even like each other if we met in person, right? Maybe I should just break it off now and save myself the heartache. But knowing them, they wouldn't let me. They tell me that that's too damn bad. Fuck. Why does that excite me? I can't do this now. I wish I would have kept them on the phone just a little bit longer. Just so I could hear them order me around some more. I can't help myself. Hearing them whisper in my ear and telling me sweet nothings all night. It's only like, what, 2 a.m.? I could have stayed up another hour or two. Oh, damn it. Why am I getting so dependent on them? They make me feel so good. And they actually care about me. And what I have to say. They make me feel like I'm somebody. And that my opinion matters. Honestly, no one else has ever made me feel that way. I've always just been belittled or used. Not to mention cheated on. Am I really deserving of them? Oh, damn it. I need to stop thinking like that. I should just enjoy this while I have it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll embrace it, and embrace their desire to be with me, and to have that power over me. I hate to admit it, but I secretly do love it. But only because it's them. If it was anyone else, I don't think I'd feel this way. In fact, it would probably freak me out, if anything. But this is different. I can't help it. Damn it.
Why is it so hot in here all of a sudden? I want to. No, I can't do that. But it's not like they would know. All right. Maybe I will, just a little bit. As I think about their voice whispering in my ear, and how they make me feel, it's almost like I have butterflies in my stomach. My heart's pounding so fast. And I feel sweaty too. What the hell? How could they have so much power over me? I can't even imagine how much worse it's gonna be when we finally meet in person. I don't even think I could handle that. I might just lose all control. I wish they were here. I wish I could feel them. I'd brush my fingers up and down their arms and on their cheek. I'm sure their skin would be super soft, too. Then I'd comb my fingers through their hair till my hand was placed firmly on the back of their neck. And I would slowly pull them in for a kiss. Our first kiss. Oh, I want it so bad I can taste it.
Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.